hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends, or as Christine likes to say,
More Life with the Girlfriends.
More Life with the Girlfriends.
Because, you know, we all like a little bit more.
Yes, that's what my pendant says on me. You said, on one side you have more, and the other side it has done.
Yes.
And every day I still like, okay, what
exactly? Every year I get you a pendant, you know, a necklace that's inscribed with the word for that year.
Yeah.
And the year before, I had inscribed for you grit.
Yes.
Grit.
Yes.
Grit.
Inscribed like, I don't know. I know.
But then you promptly went and lost it.
I lost my grit. It wasn't promptly.
No, it wasn't. It was probably
11 months into it.
It was longer than that, wasn't it?
It was a long time.
Yeah.
And then you said you no longer needed it.
That's right.
I could lose the
test. That's right.
I had integrated that quality.
Yes.
I now have grit.
You're for 2015, it's more.
And done.
Yeah.
Just done.
Exactly. So who are we? Let's tell a little bit about who we are. Do you want me to go first?
Oh, thank you.
Did you say you go first?
No, I said, do you want to go first?
Oh, I'll go first.
Cool.
That's because age before beauty.
I was going to say beauty before age, but that's good.
Well, everyone, I'm Christine Marie. I sound like a little like Oprah just then, didn't I? Hello, everyone.
That's right.
You look under your seats. There's the keys to a new car. Yay. No, I'm Christine Marie, and my lovely co-host here is Julie, as she used to call herself, Julie Arie.
That's right. Now I'm just Julie. I graduated.
That's right. She's my lovely daughter. And we host this, I don't know, how many years have we been doing this?
It's so funny.
We started
off and on.
Probably 10 years ago on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And just kept going higher and higher on the ladder, and until we find ourselves here at bbsradio.com.
And I always say, so are we doing the radio show again? And you're like, I love it. I love doing this. Let's keep going.
I do. And do you think, Julie, you know, in the old days, okay, like when I was growing up, you could be, if you were pretty and had a nice bus line, you could be drinking a soda at the fountain in somewhere, Hollywood, California, and you'd get discovered.
Right.
You know, because you had something.
Right. You're pretty in a bus line. Yeah. Now, I don't know how that helps with radio, but... You know.
But, you know, I mean, would you consider... You know, nobody's discovered us. We just keep plugging along our
way. That's always what you wanted to be. You've always wanted to be discovered.
I know.
You've always wanted to have someone be...
It's somewhere
take you
in my
and
psyche.
Mold you and take you under the take them under your wing, or however that works. You're under someone's wing.
Yeah.
Or flying on their wings. And you're like, please use me because I don't know what's going on. I guess I have to
mature and just because, you know, when we started doing this, there wasn't a sea of podcasts.
No, it really wasn't. We were one of the first ones.
Yeah, but now,
it's just everything.
I would say I'm going to be conservative and say 2.2 million.
I don't know, possibly, but there's a podcast for a pod.
Yeah.
You know? there just is.
There's a pee in every pod. There's a podcast in every pod.
And some. I am a podcast... I mean, I guess they call it podcasting because it turns into a podcast. You can listen to it. Mm-hmm. It's all MP3s, and that's what the digital age is also beautiful about.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a podcast doer, and I'm also an avid podcast listener.
Oh, you are an avid podcast listener.
Yes.
You.
I'm actually spoiled. I mean,
you are.
I feel like radio. I love the fact that you...
Sorry, I didn't want to walk over you, but that you are a connoisseur of the content.
I am.
Yeah.
And if you can't make me laugh, then the content has to be
really amazing.
Yeah. And not even amazing, just entertaining. I want to know you. I want to feel like, you know, we're part of the family or whatever.
We're in your ears.
Yes, exactly.
We're in your ears, bud.
So I work on that because, if anything, our conversations, we meet so many wonderful authors and coaches and people who are really trying to make a difference in the world.
Yes.
And I think you mentioned earlier, you talked about maturity.
Mm-hmm.
I need to mature. I love that word because, I wouldn't mind, I'm going to say, put this out there, that a couple of things might kind of weave through our dialogue tonight as you and I talk, because we have no guests tonight. It's Memorial Day weekend. And
we had a guest, but she canceled.
Yes.
Well, her mother canceled, actually.
Oh.
I mean, we had her, and then her mom emailed me, said she's going to come to my house for Memorial Day weekend. I think we're going to be busy.
So don't bother us
yeah.
that weekend.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, we feel small.
We won't bother you ever again. Homie, don't play like that.
No, because the truth is I would just prefer to talk to you. I'm so sorry to say that.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mostly because I just feel like, hey, you know, we read the books, we do it, we talk, mm-hmm. let's talk.
How we started out, really. You know, like I said, 10 years ago, it was just me and you every day on Blog Talk Radio.
Every single morning.
8 to 8:30.
Yep.
And then we increased it from 8 to 8:45.
Mm-hmm.
And then 8 to 9.
Yes.
and then by request, people wanted us on Friday nights. And remember, we would do readings?
Yes.
I would do readings, and we would just have, like, literally 40 or 50 people online waiting to get a reading from me.
Yes, and I just couldn't figure, like, what's going on here? What are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing? But on Blog Talk, you could just do that, though.
Exactly.
But, hey, we're having readings tonight.
Exactly.
We could have, like...
It was so much fun.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was. We really honed our grit. What do you call it? Our teeth?
Yes, I don't know.
On that,
but what it was really quite fun, and I thought...
And then remember we went, I can't remember where we went, but this guy that owned this radio station, he said, you could be the new Kathy and Judy, because Kathy and Judy were pretty famous in the Chicago area on
mm-hmm.
WGN.
Right.
And they retired.
Right.
And
or
there
got
was
fired or
whatever radio stations do.
Yeah.
I don't know, but all of a sudden, one day you're here, and
that's
why they can't do that on podcasts.
That's right.
and so we were there about a year or so.
Yes. And then it just didn't feel the right match anymore.
Mm-mm.
You know, I think that's the one thing about that is it's so interesting. You say maturity, because when you have a quote unquote job, you mm-hmm. know what you're doing. You mm-hmm. go into work. You mm-hmm. get a paycheck. You do it. And even if it's you have a radio gig. It's a job.
Mm-hmm.
You get there, you get paid, set time, so mm-hmm. forth. Once the internet came into place, it really became this wild, wild west out there
mm-hmm.
because everyone then can create content and create good content and have fun. And it's just been a lovely adventure with you mm-hmm. and I think it's really deepened our relationship.
Oh, my gosh, Julie.
But it's also kept my brain firing on all
yes,
levels.
Yeah.
I try to. It's probably like only 8 cylinders out of 10, if there's 10 cylinders mm-hmm. in my brain.
See, we'd be talking for an hour, whether we were on the radio or not.
Exactly. So we say, why not?
Why not?
You know, why not?
Like even Greg, your brother, my son, he's got his own YouTube channel. And you know what he does? I think he opens packages. Opens toys.
Yes, and he does.
And he has, like, if you followers.
Yes.
Followers. That want to see him open packages of toys.
Yes, and then he does stuff with Legos and
yes.
little videos. And I'm like, okay, this mm-hmm. is awesome. I'm not getting it, but,
mm-hmm.
you know.
But it floats somebody's boat.
Exactly. I think that's the thing. There is a boat.
That's what you're talking about the
yes,
internet.
Yes, there is a boat to be float with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of got to meet the float with the boat
mm-hmm.
and hope for... and sometimes you might feel stranded out there, like that cruise line.
Mm-hmm.
Cruise liner out there in the Caribbean, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the high tide came in and they got yeah. their boat floated again.
Or you don't want to hit an iceberg
no.
like the Titanic.
Exactly.
What's that one famous quote you're just like... It's like you're just switching chairs on the Titanic. I don't know. There's that quote.
Right. No, that is. It's like sometimes you just feel like you're rearranging chairs
yes.
on the Titanic.
Yeah.
That's
like,
what you're doing.
You're still going down, honey.
You're still going down.
But you'll be maybe in a different...
Yeah.
Your view might be a little different.
Exactly. you're keeping yourself busy, but you're still going down.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's... Not that we're changing subjects, because I really feel like tonight I've got a couple of things I need to talk to you about.
Oh, good.
I have a couple moral issues and I need to address with you.
No, not any more moral issues.
I know. Or maybe ethical, or I don't even know what they're called. Whatever. Mm-hmm. They're just issues I should address.
Mm-hmm.
Dilemmas, I will say. And I wouldn't mind talking about this being mature, because I think the older we get and the more experience we get, we know that we let go of those things from the past that keep us naive. And I don't think naivety is bad. I think naivety can be really good, especially when you're starting something off.
Mm-hmm.
If you see all the obstacles ahead of you, if you're mature about everything, like, I want to know it all so I can still jump in full force, but mm-hmm. know it all, I think that could be overwhelming.
Yes.
But there's something sweet, you know, so something sweet about the beginning of any kind of journey.
There is.
Of
and the naive, I think there's something like naive is not bad in the beginning of a journey.
No, not at all.
Because it keeps you going. And, you know, because there's going to be a lot of, let's call them failures if you want
yeah.
to, but there'll be challenges along the way. And a little bit of naivety, you know, as opposed to, yo, hee, ho,
right.
It's going to be a grind.
A grind.
To get something new off the ground.
And I think that's where we're all kind of heading. I mean, mm-hmm. no matter where we are in our life, so many people I know are still trying to do something new.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a friend, though. I also have a story with you. High school friend. She's really my only friend I've kept on through the last, you know, decades, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about going back and getting my master's and doctorate, you know, and she's like, haven't you done that already? Didn't you go to school? Aren't you done with school? I'm like, I kind of feel like life is about learning, you know,
mm-hmm.
and because, yeah, but you did that already. You did it. You don't need to go back to school and do more schooling. Mm-hmm. What's that going to get you? And for a brief moment, I go, you're right. What's that going to give me?
What does it? Yeah.
Debt, student loans, rejection.
Oh. Well, I love this. I'm going to, if you don't want me to tell this real story real quick, but you were telling me about the inequality in pay.
Oh, yes.
And you were mentioning that Dave, your guy's son-in-law, was saying that he has a brother who is head of the whole nursing department in this university or hospital. I'm not really sure.
Hospital.
And you went, wow, does he have his doctorate
or
in public health or
yeah.
master's or something? Yes. No, he never even went to college. He just has his OPN.
Yeah.
And you were like, you know, as you pick your jaw up, you're like, that is the super mirror of how these women who just, you know, really say, hey, such inequality in pay. You know, and they see that. And when I heard it, I'm like, whoa. Because, you know, there's a bunch of nurses that have their, you know, at least their bachelor's and maybe their master's there.
Oh, sure. Well, it was funny because I had just literally heard last week or two that nurses have inequality in pay between men and women, and I couldn't believe it
mm-hmm.
because it's a female-driven occupation
of course.
At this moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean... And then when he told me, I'm like, well, then there it is. There's my proof.
There it is.
Because I know.
And you shall receive.
Yeah. I don't know. I know he, you know, takes care of a lot. You know, he's the head guy of a lot of things. And I'm sure he did a good job, right? He did a fine job.
Mm-hmm.
But he certainly isn't as qualified as some of the other women that were there, mm-hmm. probably.
Well, you know, I have the question, though, to ask
yeah.
regarding this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I had a friend who personally created the word MRSE.
Right.
To equal
mm-hmm. yes.
a man nurse. But
yeah.
now I just heard on TV that a MRSE is called a man purse.
Right.
Now, I think the real question
is what does it really mean?
Is it really a man nurse, a male nurse, or a male purse?
It's really a male purse.
Is it?
And I'll tell you why, because I think at this stage, there's enough men going into the nursing profession that nurse is non-gender specific. I'm guessing.
I'm just drinking some water, sorry.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So as the years progress, MRSE is more timely for it to be a male purse.
Yes. And maybe eventually, if enough men, not just wear the male, you know, the leather satchels, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. as merces, but, you know, go with the cute little clutch.
Mm.
As time goes by, then maybe there won't be a merce. It'll just be purse.
Or a much. Mulch.
Yeah, one of those.
I mean, I there was a point in my life a few years ago that I was, like, ready to write that dictionary, you know, like, merce, you know, male nurse, male purse.
Right now. That was
Mangria.
Your goal? That was your goal? Mangria. Thank you, that girl from Mangria.
I did. I thought it was, like, you know, our manimal.
Yeah.
I remember this one I wrote, you have questions, we have answers.
Oh, that's right. You were all into that as your copywriter. It's so funny because you love the copyright. You just love it.
I do.
Except that it's not against
unless
you
make me do it.
Yeah, then that's the thing about maturity because you hate being forced to do anything.
I'm sorry.
What's so wrong?
I'm just a rebel I'm just a rebel at heart. Yeah. Or what is it, Thelma and Louise, or
right.
was it, give us any rule, we'll break it.
Right, yeah.
Who's that?
I don't know. Alice?
No, let's see. She wore a big
We're going to make it after. Yeah. Oh, Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes. You're right, you know. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with being a rebel.
Mm-mm.
And feeling like, you know, the worst thing you can do is maybe force me to do something.
Mm. But, you know, does it lose its attractiveness when you get older? You know, there's something cute about a young rebel, maybe.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Kind of an old rebel.
I see your point.
In a van at the river with smelling like dog pee in their van.
Yeah.
That's not too appetizing, is it?
It does lose its appeal. If you describe it like that, I'd say it is lost its appeal.
Dock it off, Mom.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Join the race.
I know. I go into your van in the back, and I said, you realize it does sound like you're in back here, right? Yeah. And you're like...
And I'm honestly, because of, you know, I had a little Zicam issue several years ago, I've really pretty much lost my sniffer.
Which is great for you and horrible for everybody else.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I mean, I depend on the kindness of strangers to go, excuse me, ma'am, but...
Your van smells funky. Is that what we're calling it nowadays? My van smells funky? Yes. Well, and then let's just explain a little bit more because...
Did you say van?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, no, your van.
I thought, yeah.
No, your van smells funky.
Yeah.
And then I said... That we're calling it nowadays.
Yes.
And so I don't know. But no.
Blame Elliot.
I am blaming Elliot.
Yes.
That's who it is. Nobody else is to blame but Elliot.
Yes.
Except for you for letting him out of his crate as a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I said, okay, parents, I know you can't smell this, but it smells like Elliot got loose and peed back here big time. And
but you're right, though, about Elliot. He is, Julie has one word for him, stealth.
Yeah.
And it's so true. He's so fast, and you can just let him out, and you just turn your head for a second. He's not only peed, but he's pooped.
Right.
That
We're
fast.
Still working on pie training, which I don't understand. I mean, he goes outside, and then sometimes he doesn't. And it's like, oh, my gosh. And we're not supposed to, you know, shame him or make him feel bad. I'm just like,
we're good parents, right?
He'll learn. He'll learn. Just keep putting him outside. Mm-hmm. Do business outside. Put his business outside.
Positive reinforcement.
Yes.
That did help, though.
Well, I guess we got to do it again.
That was really, you know, if he does do it in the house, you're supposed to collect it.
And put it outside.
And put it outside where you want him to do the business.
Right. I mean, it did work, and it still does work.
Mm-hmm.
It's just he's not 100% yet.
No. Oh, no.
No. I mean, he's better than he once was.
Mm-hmm.
We actually he was so bad in the beginning where he would go outside and not tinkle.
No, it's so funny. Yeah.
Ever. And as soon as he come back in,
that's when he do it.
Like,
when Norm was in the hospital, we had him boarded, and the little technician said, you know, I take him out, I walk him, and... As soon as we come back in, that's when he does it.
Yeah.
Did you find that experience? Yes.
We don't know what's wrong with him. He's defective.
That's what I said. I had a question for the vet, and I go, is our dog defective? Because he does that. They go, oh, it's just puppy behavior.
It's puppy behavior. And you're just like, really, puppy behavior? Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big umbrella.
That's a big umbrella. You know what, though? I'm just reminding myself of this. Because when you know, Molly's been gone a couple of years, but when she was a puppy, we had these really nice, like, sheepskins at the bottom of her crate. And we took her everywhere.
They weren't real sheepskins, it just looked like.
What were they? Fake sheepskins.
Well, just... When you feel like sheepskins is like we skinned a sheep.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We would never do that.
No, we really wouldn't.
I know.
I don't know what it was.
We might have mowed them a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. We could have mowed
shaved them.
And then put on a fake skin.
But I can remember we were at this one lady's house, and she had a puppy that was, I think, older than Molly. And I said, oh, does your dog... You know, is your dog potty trained yet? She said, oh, no. And she still has mistakes. And I went, well, you know, Molly's been trained for a while now.
Right.
And
so,
I was
so
like, kind of like, that wasn't me. I was kind of like, you know, hey, I'm cooler than you.
Oh, oh my gosh. Did you say it's not you?
Yeah.
That's not true. I mean, it's not true in a small way.
You're busting my phone.
I know.
But so anyway, it wasn't but a couple days later that, you know, we were looking in her crate with these sheepskins or whatever you want to call them. and so I go, well, hey, let's wash them, you know. And so we picked them up, and at the bottom of the crate was all this piss.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So somehow it... These things did a great job separating.
Yes, and they dried and or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And it gave us the impression that she was toilet trained, body trained.
And it was,
but it was all at the bottom of her crate.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
And it was embarrassing, but I see to this day, how many years later, 12 years later or whatever.
Yeah, more than that, yeah.
I still feel...
Embarrassed.
And bad. I feel like, wow, how, you know, even though I know I'm saved and all my sins are washed away... You
this
know.
Is a sin that kills a little ass.
Yes.
You know.
But it was like, oh, your dog's not telling train you? Oh, well, ours is. I'm sloshing around very at the bottom. Oh, Chris, hoisted on my own petard.
Exactly. And that's painful. Yeah, that's very
and,
painful.
And that's Shakespeare said that.
Okay, so I have one of my moral dilemmas.
Mm-hmm.
I got a text from somebody today.
Hmm.
I will read it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to there right now because I don't know how to respond. It says, hi, I'm Rudy. I meet you last night at bar on Atlantic. And he left a message for me, too, on my cell phone. So he called, left a message, and texted me.
He met you when?
He says, hi, I'm
restaurant?
Rudy. I met you last night at the bar on Atlantic.
Oh, I have no idea what that which one that is.
It's not anywhere.
Oh.
I didn't meet him anywhere.
Oh.
It's totally, I did not meet a guy named Ruby or Rudy at a bar on Atlantic.
But you met a man named Chester yesterday.
Yes, that's not my question, though.
Okay, go ahead. I think Chester's just as funny as Rudy. So.
Okay, my question is this.
Okay.
Doug said... Don't respond back. I mean, you can mess with him if you want to. I go, well, no, I don't want to mess with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But do I respond? He goes, well, then don't respond back. And I go, well, what if this person that he did meet, if it's really a true thing, you know, maybe he got the area code wrong.
Mm.
He called from an area code in California.
Oh, really?
And there's an there's a one digit off. Area code right next to our phone number.
And that's in California?
It's in California, Palm Beach.
Wow.
Or Long Beach. And so here's my dilemma. I would prefer, and this kind of has gone on all week for me, where I've done stuff hoping it would be one way, and it turned out totally a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
So I could just let it be, and Doug's like, just let it be. He's not going to respond back. I go, but what if... What if it's like How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
And it's Mosey, or Mosby, whatever his guy's last name is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's on the search for his one true love, and maybe he just wrote the number down wrong. And I'm supposed to give him a text back saying, hey, dude, I don't know who you're trying to contact, but it ain't me.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your number again.
Mm.
You know, should I
contact? Mm.
Or is it totally a totally joke? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to get you to respond back because then I put a virus on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm just trying to meet someone mm-hmm. new on the cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'd mess with their mind. I don't know. Like, here's the other story that's similar. So because of Dad's heart attack and all that stuff, I've been driving for him. And I was in my truck, in my dad's truck, driving and doing one of his loads. And once in a while, I try to keep a low profile on the CB.
Yes.
Because I will say there's a lot less female truck drivers than there are male drivers. And I don't even think it's 10 to 1. I think it's more like 30 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... Mm-hmm. That might be.
Jill, is there like? Can you tell if there's a pay inequality?
No, I think so. Well, for me, I know there is.
In your life, there is.
There in me is big time, you know. And so it's not uncommon for somebody to go radio check, 10-4, radio check, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, I don't want to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Let somebody else say something, mm-hmm. and then they'll be like, radio check, please. Somebody radio check me, and I'm like, ah. Oh. So I go. You sound good. I hear you fine. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, that's the end of it. And he goes like this to me. And he goes, you want to be my friend? I'm like, oh, you got me.
You got me.
Oh. And I just didn't respond back. But I had a big smile on my face. And I knew. I'm like, Julia knew.
Remember when you guys were little kids in the truck?
Yes.
We used to do, like, show tunes on the CB.
Yes.
When we would pass trucks. Our favorite was... They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
I know. It's crazy. And now when people do that now, I find it so terribly annoying.
Oh. But it was cute in the 80s,
it wasn't was. It? It was very cute.
Mm-hmm.
The 80s. Anyway, it was cute because there weren't podcasts going on. And I'm like, I got to lower my podcast or my CB because someone's doing show tunes. And mostly now it's just... which is great. Not a lot of chit chatting.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get that,
mm-hmm.
and you'll get political chit chat. You're like,
also, sometimes you get those raging
people.
Yes, they're just like they hate everything.
And then they hate truckers. I'm like, dude, are you not a trucker? You know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had this one guy the same day, try to pass me on going down a highway, going down a hill, and I gain speed. I'm going down a hill, and the other end of this hill is an incline. So I'm like, I'll let myself gain some speed.
Mm-hmm.
And this trucker got mad at me because he was passing me at the same time. He goes, well, why are you gaining speed now? And he just kept ragging on me. And
did
I just
say anything to him?
And I finally said, I was going down a hill. That's why I went faster. Sorry. I didn't say sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it down. He goes, well, I just want to make sure because the cops are out, and I don't want you to get a speeding ticket. And I'm like, ah.
A truck can't do past 55 anyway.
Yeah, and all of a sudden I just felt so bad because I could feel he was pedaling backwards.
Yeah.
And I should have just, and really I just want to say, leave me alone.
Yeah.
You know, but what I should have said was, sorry, dude, you know, going down the hill, didn't realize,
mm-hmm.
apologize,
mm-hmm.
you know, not me bad. Me bad.
Yeah.
You not bad. Me bad.
Fire bad.
Yeah, exactly. Fire bad. So then I had to hear him talk about for the next 10 minutes, because we're all going the same direction, so we're not out of range yet, about the cops being bad, and
mm-hmm.
they want you to get your... And I'm just like, oh, I did not want to engage. Julie, you know better than this.
Mm-hmm.
You know better than this. Do not engage. Do not mm-hmm. engage.
Well, it's true, though. This week, the DOTs were out. They were
course.
Out like crazy because of the holiday, I guess.
Thank you, Jesus Christ, because I did not get stopped.
You bet, girl.
I was a lucky girl.
Because you know, not only do you lose time when you get stopped by the DOT, it costs money.
Oh yeah. And sure enough, there's something wrong somewhere. There's 1,000 things they can stop you for.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, like, okay, we're gonna do a DOT test. And like, I just been inspected. I'm good to go.
Yes.
Well, we'll see about that, ma'am. We'll see about that.
Yes.
You know, like,
2.5 hours
man.
Later.
Well, one time I got pulled over, and I felt really, and I didn't tell the police officer why. Anyway, here's the story. Did I tell you this already?
I don't know. I don't remember if you did.
Okay, so I'm driving, and it's in January, and so, you know, a new law, they will start pulling people over for talking on their cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm playing with my hair on the one side, and a police officer drives by me, and he kind of slows down and looks at me,
mm-hmm.
and he's a hottie. He's mm-hmm. a cutie. So I'm looking back,
mm-hmm.
and he pulls me over, thinking, no, I'm talking on the cell phone.
Mm.
I'm like, no, I just had my hair, pulling
on
my hair.
I was just twirling my hair, officer.
And I didn't say, listen, mister, it's not my fault you're cute. You know, I didn't say that. I should have said that. I should have put back the blame back on him. You know.
Yes, yes.
I should have done that. Mm-hmm. But I didn't. I go, check my cell phone.
Yes, exactly.
There's no time stamp
on
there.
And you did. And he did.
Yeah,
sure.
No, he didn't check it.
Oh.
He's like, no, I believe you.
It's hard to, like, you know, twirl your hair and look all sort of sweet and driving an 18-wheeler.
Yeah. After your whole day of work and you're like, I got sand everywhere. I'm like, Dad, could you have not gotten a contract that wasn't so messy? And now I'm starting to feel weirded out everywhere because now they have new signs posted everywhere I go, which is, do not breathe sand.
Yeah.
Sand dust may cause right. lung disease in the future.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm making sure you're doing that.
I know.
I want you to wear a mask.
I do, and sometimes it fogs up the safety glasses you have to wear,
and then you can't see, and I don't know what to do.
So
I don't know.
Okay.
That's a moral dilemma too. But going back to your initial moral dilemma.
Yes.
I mean, I don't respond back to this guy.
I don't really
know if there's like a sort of texting etiquette.
Right.
But I just sort of like the idea of letting him know.
What if I do it right now?
Right
live.
This moment?
Yes.
Okay. Do it.
And let's see what happens.
Yeah. Just say something like,
I live in Illinois. I think you have the wrong address number.
Yeah. I think you had the wrong area code.
Yeah. I live in Illinois.
You're looking for, was it Long Beach?
I don't know.
Out of California.
So I think you got the number.
It.
I think, what should I put? I think you have the wrong
area code. Yeah. Did not, last night was at a Catholic church wedding, not a bar.
No, I would say last night I was at a wrestling match.
Oh, yeah, is that you? After the Catholic church wedding, you went to a wrestling match.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly. I had a big Saturday. You had a big Saturday.
So are you doing it?
Yeah, I was going to say good luck finding her. Good luck finding her.
Oh, yeah, good.
Well, I don't know if it's a girl or a boy.
We don't know. Rudy.
No, but I don't know if he's looking for a girl or a boy.
Oh, well, you know, it's California. I don't know.
Good luck. Let's put good luck.
Yeah, just good luck.
And a thumbs up for my emoticon.
Mm-hmm. Thumbs up.
Good luck.
Did you call it an emoticon?
I did.
Oh.
Okay, we'll see if he responds.
Yes, let's do.
Now, I hope to goodness gracious that this didn't then send... You know, I have now agreed to be texted because, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
I don't think so.
You know what, though? I think this was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
What if?
It feels right because I think, like you said, about how I met your mother.
Exactly.
I mean, what if, and see, I guess in the whole scheme of things, if you don't do it and they were to meet,
yeah.
somehow they would still meet.
That's what Douglas said.
Is that what he said, too?
He said,
ooh.
If it was meant
then
to be.
Then I take it back.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now I want to change subjects.
Okay.
Because now you just brought this up. This is your fault. Because lately...
This is my fault. Whatever it is, I'm your mom.
Yes.
It has to be my fault.
It's always your fault. Well, lately, I don't think you're aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it funny. And charming in some case,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if it's gotten out of control that you might do it in front of other people.
Mm. What is that?
Like, you can do it in front of me, but it's not in front of anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's just like, what happened. Like, oh, Doug said that too? Not my idea. Like, today, I said, I said something about Doug, and you had this little smirk on your face.
Oh,
like,
you said something about Doug... I said something about him going to Ireland or something when he's going to Ireland, and you said, "I said, is he going to get his tooth put in because he has a tooth missing?"
Yes, and I said, "No, I've asked him; he won't have time to do it beforehand."
Yeah, And it just kind of sent these shivers down me.
Yes, and so your look on your face was like, whatever.
It was just a, no, it was a, my look was a shiver.
Oh, no, it was not. It was like, whatever, that man drives me up the wall. And then today, I'm working in the garage, and you're outside, and,
yes.
And the phone rings, and you're like, it's Doug. And I go answer it, and you're like, you did, and you're like, hello,
hold on.
And then you have this smirk on your face, like, nah.
What it means
Doug.
Is like, why, yeah, yada.
Now, I know why you have that these things, because mm-hmm. it all it means to you is like, what's he bugging me about? Because that is the only problem that we have by being so close,
mm-hmm.
is that my connections can bleed into your reality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not cool sometimes.
But it's 90% cool.
Yes.
Because I face the world with a sort of positive image, right?
Yeah.
But there are these moments when I'm sort of caught off guard, and I've let myself think in a negative way, or
right,
you know. And then he shows up.
Yeah.
You're already like, what? Why now?
And that's the funny part, because if you believe in law of attraction,
yeah, I know.
When you're feeling the worst, you attract Doug into your life. You're like, what the heck?
Well, that's I pretty much, that's why I try to be really open and flowing.
Yes.
Because I know that in some way I attracted this.
Yes. I attracted it, and because we're so close, you've got to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you attract it really? Or did you attract the fact that you have a daughter that you have a close relationship with,
mm-hmm.
and therefore you have to have daily her guy in your life?
Yeah.
You're like, really? Did I sign up for this? I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, if we're going to go there.
If we're going to go there, okay.
They do the stupidest things that just irk me for no reason.
I know.
Okay, explain to the people how they just play this car tag.
Yeah.
There's probably 8 cars in the family between, you know, between Doug and his daughter and his son-in-law and, you know, and they never take their own vehicles. And they'll do the whatever is the most hardest and inconvenient.
Right.
Like somebody will drive there, they'll all meet here, and it's ludicrous. I can't even wrap my brain around it, why somebody would do that. But it makes perfect sense to them.
Yes.
That they would do that. Well, let's go meet at Grammy's, and we take all these. I don't know, you know.
Right.
You explain it.
There's nothing to explain. I have no idea why this happens sometimes. It mm-hmm. makes no sense. But
it doesn't make any sense.
But because they live in town together,
right.
It's not a big deal.
Right.
But because we live out of town.
It is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah, we have to sort of coordinate everything.
Right. We have to think about it ahead of time.
Yes.
And not go,
right.
Well, we'll figure it out when we get there.
Right.
Well, no. We don't live 5 minutes or 2 minutes away from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We're out of town.
So
and that's the reason.
Yeah, he's never in his own car.
I don't know why.
And it's always someplace else. Like
I have asked him, and he one thing he is very good at, he's good at never answering a question.
Yes.
And throwing it back in your face.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I will say, so, like, this weekend we've had the Dodge truck, which is not his car. It's his son-in-law's
right,
car
right.
that his daughter drives. And
right.
And he just bought a new Passat.
Yeah, brand new,
yeah. Lovely car.
And he's not you've never been in it because everybody else has been driving it.
Right. And I just said, so when are you going to get your car back? And then his response was, what? You don't like the Dodge truck? I said, no, I love the Dodge truck.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why you don't have your car.
And see, that's kind of sound like my mom. My mom would do
that's
that.
That's why I get along with him so well.
Yeah.
Because I know that personality.
Yeah.
And I have had years of it, of reflecting off me.
Right.
Like, oh, it doesn't hurt me.
Yeah.
I
rubber,
it.
Your glue, it bounces off of me and sticks to you.
And it makes me, in some ways, it makes me stronger. It makes me laugh.
Yes.
But
it does not kill me, makes me stronger.
Yeah. Now, we say this knowing that Doug's a really good guy, but he has these issues.
Right. They're just a little, and I said, well, you know, Julie, he's going to Ireland, and, you know, he's going to see all these pretty Irish girls, but don't worry, because he got that tooth in front out. That's like, that is not attractive.
No, and I just said, he can get a little frustrated, you know, if things don't go his way.
Really? Like, can I do that now? really?
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 Yes, and if I was in the same room as you, I would see the face. Like,
yes, yes.
Rise rolling, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Little smirk, whatever, I know. Mm-hmm. But I just said, you know, just enjoy yourself. Know that you're in a new country. You're not going to know everything. They speak English. And if you can't figure it out, have Quinn figure it out. It'll be okay. You know, don't worry too much. Don't worry your pretty little head. The last thing I need you to do is get angry or upset out in the world.
Yeah, oh, really, yeah.
That can't happen.
In a different country.
Yeah.
They'll ship them home.
Yeah, they'll ship them home.
They'll ship them
hopefully
home.
First class. Sort of like taking one, take it. You know, he'll be like in Paris. I've got a plane ticket, first class. You need to be on it. You made a mess out of this car, out of this town.
I probably should explain a little bit just why he's going to Ireland. His daughter, who's in college, is going to Ireland for a summer
internship.
Internship, right.
International business.
But she does not want to go to Ireland on the plane alone.
Right. Just on the plane.
Right, just on the plane.
Well, I think she would go in defense of her, but he has a way of making it like, well, you're going by yourself on the plane? Are you going by yourself, initially by yourself? No one's there to meet you? No? Well, I don't know how I feel about that. I got to go with you. Mm-hmm. And how this, I'm sure she went, hey, I'm a little nervous because I'm going there by myself, and no one's meeting me at the airport, and I don't know what I'm going to do, and all of a sudden it's, God, turns into this life of its own. Mm-hmm. And so where you know, this woman who's in college going off to a new country to do her internship is being chaperoned by her father.
That's how it's going to be.
That's how it's going to be, at least for the first 5 or 6 days.
Yeah.
And I'm all for it, only in a sense that I think he would love to have that as a memory.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little jealous only because I've wanted to go to Ireland my entire life.
Yes.
And I push him to go because I'm like, go. I think it's going to be great. You'll really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You never have this opportunity again, which I know is not true. But let's just...
But didn't you have an opportunity? I can't remember.
I did. And
What happened?
What happened was I would have had a charge at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now looking back, that little bit of debt wouldn't have mattered too much to me.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, it felt irresponsible.
Right. But you know what I thought was cool, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes.
I remember you turned that trip down because you thought I need to pay cash for this trip. Right?
Yes.
But like within a week or so, you won this beautiful vase from Ireland that came directly
yes,
from Ireland.
I did.
It was sort of like...
We have it in our house today still.
You had, yeah, it was sort of like we had that Irish... That was coming forward no matter what. Something from Ireland was coming.
Yes. And it felt so nice. It was like I had a connection with Ireland. And it just was a perfect scenario, wasn't it?
Wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh, so sweet.
It was very sweet.
Yeah.
It was very sweet.
Someday I'm going to surprise you. You're going to wake up and you're going to have 2 plane tickets to Ireland in front of under your pillow.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And I pray that my sciatic nerve is not activated from the time I did that intense yoga routine. And I pray my knees don't hurt so much.
From Zumba.
From the time I did Zumba with tennis shoes on and on carpeting.
Yeah.
What was I thinking?
Wow.
You know, yeah, life gets, you know, life changes.
Gets in the way.
Yes. I want to apologize to you, though.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard back from Rudy yet?
I did not. I just checked my phone. I did not hear back from
him. Okay.
Because I did turn my phone off, my volume off, so I wouldn't hear it beep, but I did check.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not hear back from Rudy, so that's fine.
Okay.
I did my due diligence.
You did. So go ahead. Tell me something else.
Was
it something like you were going to apologize?
I was going to apologize. Last week, you made an attempt at a joke, and I walked all over it. And it was a pop culture reference, and I think you meant it to be funny.
Yes.
And I, like I said,
Did you jump down my throat?
Yes, I kind of did. I blocked it.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to block your, you know.
You kind of blocked it.
Yeah. Or joke blocked it, you know.
Tell me what it was.
Okay. You made a reference that you were in PR for years.
PR?
Public relations.
Oh, right, okay.
And I'm like, this is not true. This is not true. I don't know what you're talking about. And you had this elaborate story. And then after the show, I realized that you were referring to the Housewives of New York.
Right.
About What's her name? I can't think of it.
Sonia.
Sonia.
Right.
How Sonia has been, I'm in PR.
Right.
I love to promote people. I do that all the time. And everybody's like, really? You're in PR? Really? What's going on? Talking positively about people is not PR, but I guess it is. And so, and I walked right all over it, and I apologize, because we could have ran with that a little more.
We could have.
I just thought you were being goofy.
No. Or, well, you never know.
I don't know with you.
No.
You've been becoming very meta.
Yes, I am.
You know, very meta in your age. Mm-hmm. You're like, am I being real?
And I think I'm not only am I maturing, but I'm ripening.
Yes. Yes. You're about ready to be picked off that vine. We referred to what I did last night. I had a great night.
Yeah, you looked like you did.
I did. I went to a Catholic wedding to two people I had no idea who they were.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn informs me that I knew these people. She was singing at the wedding, and I had met them when they were in high school because they went to Quinn's and Hillary's high school. And I how many softball games and things that I go to, right?
Right.
But I couldn't pick them out because they were adults now, and they looked so different.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a beautiful, nice ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And the dresses were gorgeous, and she looked very pretty.
Mm.
And it was weird because afterwards you had said to me, oh, is she pregnant? You know, because I feel she's going to have a baby soon. And mm-hmm. I go, I'm not aware of, you know.
Yeah, I got it.
And then later on that night I heard, someone told me, she goes, yeah, well, I'm glad she wasn't showing it because she's 3 months pregnant and no one knows. And so I'm like, oh.
And no one knows.
Like,
in
really?
In a small little town.
Yeah,
in
small.
A Catholic wedding, no one knows.
Really?
Really? I'm doing the, you know, what sign right
yeah,
now.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And but it was such a sweet, sweet wedding. And the pastor was so great. And I loved his quotes from the Bible, and it was so weird because I also heard a lot about the family drama that was going on and how she converted to Catholicism and her family is very Christian and got really upset with her because her brother runs a church.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's not.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight on the left side is the Catholics, and on the other side is the Christians. Oh my God!
I know.
We're starting now, round one. Ding 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 ding.
And you just want to say, when did Catholics not become Christians? I don't. I'm just curious here. And
then you start going, it's crazy.
We are living a crazy world.
Crazy.
A crazy world. And I thought, well, this is not how anybody should be behaving.
Mm-hmm.
So shame on everybody if that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on everybody. And
the poor little baby's like going to come out going, what? Am I Catholic? Am I Christian?
Yeah. What's going on here? What's going on? And the truth is, you'll figure it out for yourself.
Yes.
You know? And so that was, but it was such a sweet, sweet wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting, though. This is totally a weird observation. There was a female usher there, probably mid-20s, very cute.
Mm-hmm.
I think she probably went to the same high school. And I felt bad for her because she was short, petite, and real cute, but her skirt was a wrap skirt. And where it met.
Oh, no, really?
Yep, and where it met, her dress was a wrap dress. Where it met was literally right between her legs. Where
oh,
it met.
No.
And to the core, she'd be walking, and it just kept going higher and higher up. And I'm like, she's going to show us her underwear.
Yeah.
Before the night is out, her underwear is being shown.
Oh, no.
And it reminds me of the time, we don't have a lot of time left, but of when Greg's wife went through baptism and confirmation in the Catholic Church before they got married because she converted. And when we were all there, and Gregory went through some stuff too, and one of the women that were being baptized, you get into this robe, you know, and it's a brown robe. It's dark brown or like a dark beige. And she just had her, like, a colorful underwear and bra on.
Mm-hmm.
And when she got, they dunked her in the water.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
She got to lose more. She came out, and she...
You could see?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
And I felt like, oh, my gosh. I'm thinking, and I thought to myself, okay, this could not have happened. This had to have happened before.
Yeah, come on.
We can't tell these ladies that, hey, be careful what you wear under these things because it turns see-through.
Yeah.
You know? And...
That's crazy.
Rebecca wore shorts and a top during that process because she was like, I was not going to be, you know, get caught off guard.
Right.
And who knows, maybe she just forgot her dunking outfit. She just had her dress.
Well, yeah, I just totally forgot my baptism clothes.
Yeah. Well, she had a nice dress on. She's like, do I get my nice dress totally soaked? Or
oh,
do I just,
gosh.
You know, what do you do?
It reminds me when I was in high school. And I was a junior, but because I was a cheerleader, I was on the football queen court.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't be a football queen and only a senior. And so they announced the senior girl. Her name was Jackie something. I can't remember. And she walks up the aisle, and she's the queen. And there's her throne up there. And she has this big hoop skirt on.
Yeah, oh, no.
And so she sits down, and the hoop skirt goes over her head.
Oh, no.
And I'm just on the stage there, you know, applauding and looking. And I just see her, you know, we used to wear just pantyhose in those days, you know. And there she is in all her glory, you know.
Oh, no.
This big hoop skirt, you know, is over her head. And we're all trying to, like, put the hoop skirt down and... You know, then those are those. What would you call those wardrobe malfunction moments?
Yes, thank you, Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
Yes, wardrobe malfunction. But after the church, I get a phone call from Hillary, the other Doug's daughters, and she's like, "Where you at?" I go, "Oh, the wedding just got over, and we're just you know taking a nap at your dad's house and so forth." And goes, "Well, I'm getting a phone call from Grammy." I'm like, "Oh, we're on our way now." And because we were just slightly delayed behind for picking up Doug's brother, who's is delayed, and picking him up because wrestling's in town.
Mm-hmm. You meant he's delayed mentally?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Not just time wise.
No, not just time wise.
I'm just clarifying.
Thank
girlfriend.
You. No, I'm glad. Yeah. And so she's in Wisconsin calling me because Grammy's calling her, wondering, where is Doug and Julia to pick up Bob? Because Bob is having a...
He's going crazy.
Yes.
Where am I meeting you? So you're rushing from the wedding, trying to get a nap in, having to... And Mama's wanting to get rid of her son for a few hours.
Yes, exactly. So we go pick him up, and we take him to wrestling. And I, like a good girl, because I really believe that it's your choice to have a good time or not.
Right.
I mean, 100%. I'm like, okay, this may not be my cup of tea. And I've been to this wrestling meet a dozen times.
Yeah, and we should say that it's amateur, but they're really good. They just, you know, they have a show. They put on a show.
They put on a show.
There's bad guys and good guys and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And there's like male life partners or what? No, heterosexual life partners.
Yes, heterosexual life partners was one of the couples, but they're not there anymore. They separated.
Oh, they separated.
Yeah, one of them went bad.
Okay.
He's called now Bucky Nasty. Buck Nasty, that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because he was there and he was wrestling and he lost. No, he won. He won his match. He's a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he somehow, I don't know why he did this, he shaved his chest hair into a diamond and into a landing strip. And then on his little knickers or little underwear, he had a big smiley face around his crotch, and the tongue was sticking out. Like, yeah! And I was literally on the floor laughing. I thought this was hysterical. And Bob is totally digging all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Totally, totally loving all of it. And then there was this one character that came out, had the best bod, crazy bod.
Mm-hmm.
And because everybody else kind of had good bods and like Midwestern bods.
Yeah, I've seen that. They're all over the map.
All over the map, you know. And not judging because I give them total credit for getting out in their underwear, wrestling, you know, like awesome dudes.
Gotta go wrestling.
Wrestling. You know? And he comes out, and he looks like Matthew McConaughey to me. You know, crazy Matthew McConaughey.
In Magic Mike?
No.
Matthew McConaughey?
Oh, maybe body-wise, but Doug kept referencing Dallas Buyers Club, and I think Kitty felt threatened.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that.
Mm-hmm.
But he kept saying, I got a demon in my brain. I got a demon in my brain. Tell me what to do. And I'm just getting off on this. This is hysterical.
Yes.
These are grown men. These are grown
grown-ass men.
Grown-ass men doing this stuff.
Right, right.
They have kids.
Yes.
And, you know, it's hysterical. And so we're working on him not swearing during the wrestling matches.
Right.
We've got to go real quick. And he did a really good job. Except at the end, it was a free-for-all. Mm-hmm. Must have been 20 wrestlers in the ring for about 2 minutes, and we couldn't contain him.
He couldn't take it.
And everybody was looking at him and laughing
his
hysterically.
His nervous system couldn't take it.
It was like, Hulk Hogan, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is so funny.
He said enough cuss words in that last minute or two.
Oh, to make up for it.
Make up for
it. And then he was, like, in heaven, though. He couldn't. It was like he just exuded, like, joy. And I'm like, this is what pure joy looks like.
Aww.
I love it.
Sweet,
I love it.
Sweet.
Yeah, girlfriend, so it's time to hang up, basically.
Wow, okay.
We didn't have our break, either.
Well, we're so good.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, I really enjoyed it. It was great, honey.
It was great.